everyone listens in for this segment. We love his forthright opinion on the game of rugby league, and we're looking forward to it again in 2019. Peter Peters is on the line. G'day, Zorb.
Morning, Jimmy. Morning, Ray.
Morning, Pete.
DK Lilly. I had the pleasure, and it was a pleasure, to ghost him for about 4 years during the peak of his brilliant career.
Is that right?
It was good sitting down after a day's play, having a drink with DK Lilly at the start of World Series cricket. It was too, so it was interesting.
Did the charisma shine through? Was he like that in person as well?
Just a terrific guy. Didn't realise what a superstar he was at the time. He was just a great guy. I remember down in Adelaide, I was in the press box, and Ian Chappell, and he at the time owned a hotel in Adelaide suburb called the Leek Trap, and he took a catch at first slip, and I just said to someone else in the press box, "Gee, I'd like to see that again." And then I didn't think anything more of it. And then after the game, after the day's play, Chappell walked up to me. He's always very forthright. He said, "You called me a cheat today." I said, "Pardon?" I said, "No way." And I thought about it, and I said to him, I said, "Oh, look, it was just that catch you took." I said, "I'd like to have seen it again." Well, I was still playing for the Seagulls at the time, so it had to be 73-74. And I said to him, I said, "Well, look, you know, how do you want to settle it?" I said, "We ought to settle it here. We shake hands, walk away, or we go outside and settle it." And DK Lilly stepped in, and we had another beer, and it was all over. I'm glad, because Chappelli's a great bloke. Exactly.
Unlike you and Ian, to be forthright, Zorb. But anyway, there you go, the tiger and the stripes and all that sort of thing. Hey, Zorb, should Jack DeBellin be playing in the National Rugby League in these first few rounds?
Look, I know the pressure's enormous. I had dinner during the week, and I asked Todd Greenberg the same thing, and they won't be backing down. But I think it's right. I mean, I remember, and it hurts, it's 10 years ago in just over a week's time that Brett Stewart got that charge laid against him, and we knew at the time that he was not guilty. Now, this is a different set of circumstances. In Brett's case, he never said anything. It was all hearsay at the time, but the headlines were horrific.
Yep.
The league wanted Manly to stand him down. Manly refused. And then, of course, subsequently, when he got his day in court, he was found not guilty of all charges. And what that did to that young man, I still think there are issues with him today about it. Now, DeBellin would be going through hell privately. And when he does start playing, and it looks like he will, the pressure from the fans is enormous. And you hear everything, and it's not pleasant. People can be cruel. Look, I just think as a result of what Manly went through with Brett Stewart, I think that's the case that we should be basing this on, even though it's a little different. But I don't think Todd Greenberg will step away from this. He's adamant that players should have their day in court. I think the league commission is as well. Unfortunately, the time frame is the problem. It could take years
to
get to court. And that's the issue, because the courts are stacked with cases. I sat down with one of the smartest legal minds in Australia this week, and he agreed that, look, it has to go to court. And you can't stand him down, because it would be a sign that the league feel that he's guilty.
That's right.
And that's the issue.
And the other thing too, Zorb, I know it's a very sensitive issue, and we're very mindful of the young lady's allegations, but if Jack DeBellin is stood down, then doesn't that open up a potential Pandora's box in terms of other accusations against footballers either that aren't proven forcing the league's hand?
Absolutely, Ray. And that's why there's no easy solution to this. It is just tough. And the game is just getting absolutely smashed in all areas. I mean, just in the weeks coming up, there's 10 clubs with players that are involved with issues that aren't good for the game. People are walking away from the game. I see where Blake Solly, the very capable South Sydney official, is saying the damage to the game is upwards of $10 million in sponsorship losses. It's a crisis. And the players have just got to understand that issues like this are not going to go away anymore. What went on 20, 30 years ago, you know, you with social media, it's a changed game. I feel sorry for De Bellin, but if he's guilty, then he should never play the game again.
I actually don't think it's social media that's leading the charge. In fact, it's more traditional media that is leading the charge. That might be a conversation for another time. The game on Friday night itself, it was a very good performance from the Indigenous side, I thought.
Yeah, what did I get out of the game Friday night? The women's game first. My God, they hit hard. but how could the New Zealand All-Star Ferns lose with not one, not two, but three Peters in their Maori side? They were outstanding. What did I learn from the big game?
Yes.
I learned that Addo Carr, and we texted each other, he's got bigger.
He's bulked up, hasn't he, Zorb?
He's still quick. That was a fantastic clash, him and Dane Gagai, a couple of tries each early in the game. We can expect a lot of tries from him, and he's bigger and stronger. And I thought too, Tyrone Roberts showed me that England is good for certain players at certain times of their career.
Yeah.
Now, we saw Blake Green come back from England. He went away as a star junior, didn't really make it before he left, came back a very confident, classy, thinking footballer. And I think Tyrone Roberts showed the other night that he's going to be value too back in the NRL. We learnt that maybe Ponga's got a bit of time to go before he can be a specialist number six. Not a bad performance, but not what we expect from him. And we learnt that Andrew Fifita, his engine is as big as ever, and he will be dominant in any game that he sets his mind to it. But the trials have started. World Club Challenge tomorrow, and what a game we expect there. I know you've got Trent Robinson on a little bit later on, but his preparation and the preparation of the Roosters, we keep saying it, that over the last few years, they've just become a benchmark.
Yes.
I mean, they haven't been in England, they've been in France,
yep.
they've been training there, they've got to England, and they meet up with former Roosters player Justin Holbrook, who's doing a very good job with a top-of-the-table side, St Helens, so they do their oppose sessions against them. Trent will be picking his brain as to the strengths and weaknesses of Wigan. For my mind, Wigan look old and tired, an ageing side. Thomas Luai, he left the NRL. Look, he's a gutsy player. He gives 100% every game, but his best behind him. Sean O'Loughlin is nearly as old as me. Liam Farrell's been there forever. And Tony Club is regarded as a good prop in the Super League, but he wouldn't cut mustard at the Ass Magpie. So I can't see anything but a big win by the Roosters, even without Latrell Mitchell. And I'm still stunned as to Luke Keary's statement about Cooper Cronk not being all that skillful. Well, every time I watch him play, I marvel at his skill.
Yeah, I think we all do, I think, so.
I see what he's saying, though.
In what respect?
Well, he's not naturally skilled like a Mitchell Pearce or an Anthony Milford. He's worked and worked, and repetition has been the mother of his skill.
He's made the most of his talent.
Yeah,
his kicking game's outstanding.
His kicking game requires skill that very few players have got.
And who? No one practices more.
Exactly.
No, that's right. I think if Luke had that statement to make again, he'd probably change it a little bit. It'd be interesting to see if Lachlan Lamb plays for the Roosters against the side that his dad is now coaching. And, of course, Adrian Lamb was a great player for the Roosters amongst other clubs. It'd be interesting. He's doing a good job over there with Wigan.
Hey, Zorb, how's Desi Hasler settling in?
Oh, the mad professor.
What's he doing now?
I had dinner with him in the company of some great friends the other night, and he was at his best. I think he's got funnier. But just calling into training during the week, I watched at the end of training. Now, Des has a little bit of a session where the players gather around and they finish their training, and it was a tough session. He stands on the 30-metre line and he kicks high balls to Tom Trbojevic standing underneath the posts. Now, Tommy has got to catch all five kicks, but without releasing the footballs as he catches them. So he catches number one easily, catches number two with number one still in his hands, does the same thing with number three, gets to number four, does that, and the players are cheering with every catch because they get a Sunday off if Tommy catches the five balls.
The pressure on the poor kid.
But holding four footballs and catching a spirally horrible-looking bomb from Dez proved too much on the last one, and the boys will be at training tomorrow. So he has just got the meeting out of his hand. Gee, they're looking good. I know there hasn't been a tackle made in anger yet, but I keep looking at this kid from St George in the centres, and I think he's going to be a very good player. And I understand that they have a contingency plan in place that the money that Dylan Walker's getting, should he be in trouble in the courts, they have a red-hot young player in the NRL to chase and have already had discussions with him.
Who is it?
I can't say because I've been sworn to secrecy.
Right.
They know that I've, loose lips sink ships.
Yes.
And mine are loose.
All right.
Boys, I tell you where there's a trouble brewing, and this is a worry. Jimmy, you've seen it, and I think the TV decision to allow the cameras in up to 25 minutes after a game to replicate what goes on in the AFL, where the club victory song is filmed and screened, I think it's fraught with danger, simply because I don't think the NRL knows what's in some of the songs. I know the Manly song would cause angst and embarrassment. I mean, the verses that were okay 50 years ago and tradition lives on, but they're unacceptable today. I know Manly's includes, "We'll guzzle, guzzle, guzzle as we pour it down our muzzle and let out the cry for more beer, and we'll drink all night in the shade of the Manly Leagues Club." I mean, that sort of stuff would send shivers through sponsors if that was released today.
Change it.
Well, I think you're right.
Yeah.
It has to be changed. Mm. But clubs would be wary about changing. I mean, that's a 70-odd year tradition at Manly.
Well, I'd say this. Back in 1995, we got into a little bit of trouble for an off-field incident around drinking. And the lawyer, who was a board member of the Roosters, came in and asked us about the lyrics to the team song that had some similar connotations to the ones that you were talking about just there, about drink through the night, et cetera, et cetera. And he pinpointed that as an issue.
Change it.
So there was a change. But
well, there has to be changes.
Yep.
I understand that. But I just hope it's all done before we start this. And I don't know whether the league have gone into it enough. They should have the words to every song, go through it, and then issue that there will be changes. Now, that's a shame, but it's life.
Yes.
Come on. I mean, we can't afford at this stage in the game where the game's getting knocked from pillar to post to have something like this come out, and you can imagine in the current climate what would be done with that.
Totally. Can't believe Manly are $3.50 to make the eight. I might have a little piece of that. By the way, did Dez pay for dinner?
No, he didn't, but... he arrived late because the free parking started after a certain hour, and he walked in, and the mullet is in full bloom, and he was thrilled that the host of the dinner gave out the roses to all of the females there, and that saved Dez the cost of a red rose for Christine. Just finishing,
they're
lining up for Paul Gallen, aren't they? I mean, he wants Sonny Bill Williams.
Yes.
But I spoke to a player during the week, and it's Manly's joint prop, Adam Fanua Blake, said, "Yeah, I'm keen. I'd like to hop into the ring with Paul Gallen." I said, "Are you okay?" I mean, no way, Jose, would I, but he wants to.
He's a tough dude, Adam Fanua Blake. Very good season last year. He's not quite the draw card that Sonny Bill Williams is, though, so I don't know whether he'd be on Paul Gallen's radar.
No, I saw Sonny play in the game last night.
Super Rugby,
He came off the bench, didn't do a lot, and for the first time ever, I thought, oh, that hunk of a man starting to look a little bit old.
Oh. So,
Yeah, incredible. That's big. Even Sonny gets old.
No, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Good on you, mate. We'll speak. Oh, just quickly, Brookvale. How come it's okay for Super Rugby but not a trial game?
Well, they had inspected it and they thought that the game last night, they inspected it before last night's rugby game. And it's a mess after last night. I watched it closely and, you know, the scrums were all over the place. They couldn't get their footing on. I mean, the ground's a disgrace. The council should hang their head in shame that they don't have a full-time curator for an NRL ground. Oh, look, I'm over it unless they do something. I understand there's going to be a massive spend on the ground and replacing the surface in the next 12 months. So I'll drop off, but that ground is a disgrace. It's my favourite ground, but it's the ground I hate as well because nothing's been done to it. And I fear for the worst with it. I think council's been really negligent in doing what they should have done to that ground over many, many years.
Written, spoken and authorised by Peter Peters for the Manly Seagulls, District Rugby League Football Club. Good on you, Zorb. We'll speak again next week.
Certainly, boys. Bye.
See you, Pete.
Peter Peters there with his thoughts on rugby league.